Easter Sunday with Prince William, from the Plucky Haggis blogspot. Rare sightings in the Cumbrian Lake District. Givers get. Jogging up another steep access to cottage, croft, house, farm or estate, delivering a local copy of the Yellow Pages, yell.com, one of countless directories my friend had committed himself to delivering in his old blue Nissan Micra during the weekend in and around the lakes. Being from the northeast, he was helping a colleague with a few rounds in the west. In turn, he invited me to help with navigation and delivery, appreciating the fact that I'd enjoy new ground and loved our countryside, whilst providing an opportunity for us to catch up. We'd been up mountain, down dale, through becks, river roads, stopped by fords, too deep for our wee micro, bogged down in fields the sat-nav suggested we take, up miles of potholed farm access, and back again. Quarries and caravan sites. Every type of building from gated estates where a suspect sting might live to Button Ben where the Bruins and our Willie might holiday. Here I was then, halfway through day three, choosing to run up a rather rough drive while my mate drove on to other properties on his list prior to returning. Breathless, I approached a recipient at the top. Picture my astonishment as I gradually realise I'm face to face with a member of the royal family. Standing on his own, in front of one of two Range Rovers, stick and two friendly black Labrador retrievers. I had just handed a directory to His Royal Highness Prince William of Wales. Oh my God. Oh my liege. It really whiz. Oor Willie. He was surprised to see me. Not because I'm all that famous, of course, but proceeded to casually inquire as to how I came to be dropping them off at Easter. Once answered, we conversed for little more than 2 minutes before I asked to shake his hand, assuring, in a amusing manner, that whilst I had my camera in the car, I wouldn't be returning for a picture, at least not unless my friend doubted me. Lastly, as I headed back, I offered my own royal wave in acknowledgement to his greeting. Happy Easter! Ah, my new best friend. I was grinning like the proverbial Cheshire cat, and the banter for the rest of the day and beyond hardly stopped. I regret not being chattier if it hadn't been too impertinent and mindful of his rights to privacy. However, the magnitude of the event even now surprises me. What would you have said or asked His Royal Highness, second in line to our throne? Add your comments, but keep in mind, he might be watching. The lakes is a very beautiful area indeed. Though the link may be tenuous, spotting a grouse in the Cumbrian moors is just about as rare as meeting royalty. It was 6 years ago I watched black grouse lekking in Norway, and hope you enjoyed my earlier Boo rendition and YouTube illustration in the Cairngorms. Keep your head clear, folks, your eyes peeled, camera and binoculars close at hand, because you never know a rare event you might witness in this amazing countryside of ours. Happy Easter, the Plucky Haggis.